Gittin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. So now, this Mishnah is playing off the previous one. We're talking about appointing a shaliach. The question here is, if the shaliach is appointed to receive the get in some other place, from when do we assume that she is divorced? Now, that can make a difference, for example, in the case of the Mishnah, where the woman is not the daughter of a Kohen, but her husband is a Kohen. So while they're married, she can eat truma. As soon as the divorce is effective, she no longer can eat truma. So the question is, if there's an agent being sent, so at what point must she stop eating truma? So the Mishnah says, if she says to her agent, Haveli Giti, go bring my get from whatever place it is, so then this woman who's married to the Kohen is Ocheles Betruma Ad Shiagia Get Liyada. She continues to eat truma so long as she hasn't received the get. And the reason is because, since she's saying, bring me the get, as opposed to receive the get on my behalf, she's not divorced until she gets it into her hands. And since she knows for certain, while she's eating the truma, she hasn't received the get yet, there's no suffix, no doubt, that she's not yet divorced, so she can continue to eat, no problem. However, if she authorizes the agent Hiskabeli Giti, not just to bring the get, but to receive the get on her behalf, so then whenever it happens that the husband puts the get into this agent, the Shaliach Kabbalah's hands, the woman is no longer married to the Kohen, therefore no longer is allowed to eat truma. So then, Asur Leachol B'truma Miyad, immediately, meaning as soon as she loses sight of the agent, she has no idea for certain when he will be receiving the get, so she has to assume, like I'll call it the worst, she has to be strict, and stop eating truma immediately. Now that's, of course, rabbinic in nature, this because we don't know if she's divorced or not, but the rabbis say you have to assume the worst and be strict. Now, if you ask the question, wait a second, we don't know when she's divorced, and whenever you have a suffix in uncertain situations, so our first go-to principle is the principle of chazaka, status quo, and the chazaka is she's still married, so why does she have to stop? So the answer is there's another chazaka, which is a competing chazaka that militates against the first one, and that is the chazaka that a shaliach performs his shalichus, that you can rely on and assume that if you appoint an agent to do something, that it was done. And therefore, we are going to be under the chazaka that she will be getting divorced, the agent will be receiving the get, it's just a question of when. And since we have no idea of knowing when that's going to happen, because we don't know whether shaliach is going to finally receive the get, so therefore she has to be strict and assume immediately when she doesn't know, out of suffix, she has to stop eating truma. Now, on the other hand, if she said, Hiskabel li giti b'makom ploni, receive my get only in a particular place, like far away from here, let's say, so then, Ocheles b'truma ad sheyagia get la'oso makom. So she can continue to eat at least as long as it takes for the agent to get to that place. So let's say, for example, you know, the fast way that the agent could get to Las Vegas, which is where she specified the get should be delivered, you know, is 6 hours. So then for the next 6 hours, she can eat truma. But of course, after that, since she doesn't know exactly when the get arrives in his hand, so therefore she has to stop at that point. At that point, the soonest point that's reasonable to assume, she may now be divorced. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, Oser Miyad. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, even if she specifies a place where the get is to be received, still she has to stop eating truma immediately. This is because, really based on the previous machlokas we had in the previous Mishnah, according to Eliezer, she can't make stipulations regarding where the delivery of the get should be effective, because who said he'll accept those conditions? So therefore, according to Eliezer, it's possible as soon as even though she specified that the get should be delivered only in, or received, I should say, only in, you know, Las Vegas, 6 hours from here. But since Rabbi Eliezer says that condition is not really effective, it could be that as soon as the shliach walked out the door of her house, he bumped into the husband, who's on his way to go to the airport to go to Vegas, and say, forget Vegas, she's given to right here and now. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, that would be effective, and therefore she has to stop immediately. According to Tanna Kamma and the Halacha, since she's allowed to authorized where the shliach can receive the get, if she specified a place that's at least 6 hours away, she has 6 more hours before she has to stop eating her truma.